Welcome to another Blind Abilities podcast. I'm Jeff Thompson, and today we're going to talk about college. Transition students, getting ready for college, textbooks, that type of stuff. Part of our College Diary series. Two great guests will be joining us, Cheryl and Rocky G. We hope you enjoy. And today's focus is on textbooks. College textbooks, accessible textbooks. How do you get them? Where do you get them? How many ways are there to skin a cat? Well, there's plenty of ways to skin the cat on this one. And we have two people with great experience in this area. One is doing the master's degree online university from Michigan. And the other one is from Northern California, where she has finished her college and is now working in a college. And one of her specialties is making sure that people get accessible formats. Let me introduce to you Rocky G. How are you doing?
I'm well, Jeff. How are you?
Great. And tell us a little bit what you do at your job at the college.
I work with students at the college and the university level producing accessible media. And I also work as a liaison with the IT department and disability resources on campuses and through the accessible workstations.
Wow.
That we serve. So
that's great.
Yeah, it sounds more official than it really is.
Well, I'm sure you do a great job. And from Michigan, we have Cheryl, who's working on her master's degree on an online university.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great. Thanks for coming on board and sharing your experiences.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Jeff.
Textbooks. You just registered for classes. You got your list of books. Where do you start? Let's listen to what Cheryl and Rocky G have to say.
When I was in high school, I was given a really good understanding of what was out there. I was a pretty savvy student about what would be available to me in college and what wouldn't. So I got the jump. And also at that point, I was looking at, you know, healthcare, and I was also a linguistics major. So I knew, like, for foreign language stuff, I was going to want the Braille. So I made it a point to try to get in there even before I was graduated high school, to go over to the school, talk to the DSA, the Disabled Student Services Office, just to introduce myself. I didn't know what I was doing, but I thought, I need to go and find out who's teaching these classes that I think I'm going to want to sign up for. I wanted to know who the professors were. And as soon as I had an understanding of what my schedule was going to look like, I contacted them. I went to see what kinds of materials were available.
Mm-hmm.
In the day, we had to use readers a lot more. I couldn't just go to a publisher and say, hey, I need this book, or go jump online or go find it. We had to buy the books. We had to pay a reader if the book wasn't already available from what is now Learning Ally, which at that time was Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic.
The thing I found out is in the beginning, well, you know, when you're first starting college, more of your books are accessible, or you can track them down from various places and get them. But as you go on, like Cheryl, you're in a master's degree online university where those books are more obscure. How do you find that?
I've had a lot of difficulty obtaining my books, and I don't know what the best approach is. I go ahead and order them like early on, and I let them know, and then all of a sudden they're telling me that the publishers are saying that they don't have an accessible format to provide, because at my school they provide PDF copies of books, and then I have to go chase down publishers myself and find out if there really is an accessible format. And I have found that there is. It's just getting a hold of the right person at the publisher company. Like last semester, I dealt with an issue. I had a class that was the hardest one in the whole master's program. It was a lot of reading. I was into week five without a book. I didn't even have a single chapter. I was just continually told by the Student Disability Service Office that they were working with the publisher, and then eventually she came back and stated that one of the books wouldn't be available for 2 months. But at that point, 2 months, I would be done with the whole... But then it's still, I'm like, I'm still accountable for my grades. And I looked on all kinds of alternate sources like Bookshare and Learning Ally and all these other sources to find. They didn't have the books either, so it was like, this is the only path I could take at that point. And I started using the KNFB reader to scan, but that can be a laborious process if it's, you know, 30 pages per chapter.
Right.
And you can find Bookshare, the online library for accessible textbooks, novels, academic research, and test preparation manuals for the SAT, PSAT, ACT, and AP test. Bookshare is free for all U.S. students with a qualifying print disability. There is also an individual membership, and that costs $50 annually, and a one-time $25 setup fee. You can access the textbooks in a variety of ways, whether on the Bookshare website with the Bookshare web reader, or you can download it to an iOS app, an Android app, or get it on one of your preferred devices, such as the Victor Stream, the Braille Sense, or the Blaze ET. Whatever platform you want to use, there's something for you. And whatever format you want, whether it be a BRF, a DAISY, or even audio. With over 300,000 users and nearly 500,000 books available, Bookshare.org is the place to go for your textbooks. I think that's what it really comes down to, is when we're talking textbooks and getting accommodations, access to the printed word, building that relationship with each individual professor, building a relationship with your disability services office, with your college, with your state, having this whole arsenal of stuff, because you never know when you're going to need one, two, three of them, or a combination, because it changes all the time. And when you bring it to the workplace, you're going to have some resource, something in your back pocket, a tool. I think the KNFB reader has really changed that, in a sense that on the spot.
Bang. Oh, yeah. I can read a handout right there in the class, you know. Well, how cool is that? Well, it used to be you have to take it in, have somebody transcribe it. I mean, we haven't had that flexibility since, God forbid, the days of the Opticon, you know, where you could just take a piece of print and look at it. I mean, the scanner, too, but right there at your desk, you could just click.
But meanwhile, you sit there and wait while the teacher hands it out, talks about it, get in groups and discuss this. And you're sitting there, you have no clue.
Yeah.
BART is a service from the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. The BART mobile app provides access to the Braille and Talking Book directly from the NLS Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD. BARD contains nearly 70,000 books, magazines, and music scores in audio and Braille formats, with new selections added daily. With BARD Mobile, you can play them on any iOS device, such as your iPhone, iPad, iPod, iPod Touch. And if your iOS device is connected to a Bluetooth keyboard, you can read the Braille material provided on BARD. Before you can use this BARD Mobile app, you must be registered with the Braille and Talking Book Library in the NLS network of cooperating libraries. If you're not registered, but you think you qualify for services because you cannot read regular print as a result of a visual or physical disability, locate your local library for the blind and physically handicapped at http://www.loc.gov/nls/find.html or call 1-800-NLS-READ to apply for service. Once you're registered, you can then sign up for a BARD account and receive your BARD username and password, download the free app from the App Store, and sign in. Love the KNFB reader. I wish I had it back in the day for that quick handout or something. That thing reads laundry detergent bottles. I mean, it reads everything. KNFB Reader is an app for the smartphone. It started out in 2006 as a piggybacked PDA attached to a camera, which the 2006 scholarship class all won. I was part of that, and it was quite cumbersome. Just didn't fit in my pocket very well. And by 2014, the processor and camera functionality was now ready for the KNFB Reader software, where it would work and do a very good job. I was very impressed when it first came out. One can read their mail, one can read textbooks, and if you get a stand, you can do batch processing. That's where you set it in the stand, you hold your book underneath, you set it up, you turn the page, you stop the motion, it takes another picture, and you can keep repeating that process, and then go check it out later. It's very accurate, and it will even read your bill. It'll read PDFs. This is a great device, especially on the spot. Sales for $99 in the App Store, and periodically throughout the year, they do run a sale, like around $75. I suggest getting this optical character recognition software for your smartphone, iPhone, Android, and have instant capability of accessing the printed word.
When I first took the position in 2007 of providing alternate media services to students, we had a really great network that would kind of on the sneak, you know, because we had to still get permission from the publisher, but maybe another school had already produced that book for another student. So I could go to somebody in New Hampshire and say, hey, man, I need a copy of this book for this student. Can I have it? They would send it, you know, because it had already been done. So why replicate? So maybe find out who does transcription in your state and just make sure that you've exhausted all of your resources when you request the book.
In Minnesota, we have State Services for the Blind, and they have a communication center. And by request, they will produce it in Braille or they'll read it. You know, they also have radio talking books, so they have a lot of volunteers for the reading. Mm-hmm. So it is a resource, and I don't think the college students use it as much as they should because think that, you know, it's available. And when I was going through college, I was more of the type, like, I'm going to take this up with the legislature. You know, I was getting trolled. But by the time I get any gain anywhere, my classes started.
And
I don't have it, you know. So you do have to be resourceful. Kurzweil 1000, what's really nice about Kurzweil is, say you haven't used it for 5 years and you want to update it, $100. They don't go make you rebuy the whole thing. An upgrade, you can go from, I went from, what was it, 3 all the way to 11 one time or 9 or something. But it was only a $99 upgrade.
Really, it is an inexpensive thing to update. And it's one of the most invaluable resources you will ever have as a college student. Because you can, some people want their books in MP3. They say, well, PDF's not good enough. I want it in MP3. And the law says, technically, that a PDF is sufficient. I can hand you a PDF and say, nope, that's what you're going to get. We've met the accommodation standard. Deal with it yourself. But as a courtesy, we don't do that. We'll say, okay, we'll MP3 this book for you, but you're going to have to, you know, wait for it because we got 60 other students ahead of you. But we'll do it, you know, on a as-need basis. If you bring me your syllabus, we'll get that done. So Kurzweil will do a lot of different formats. You can emboss, you know, you can put things into text format and then run them through Duxbury, or actually through Word and then Duxbury, and do the embossing. You can, you know, create audio right from Kurzweil. So it's a great resource.
Went back to college for my undergrad in 2010. I had no idea what a huge role learning ally was going to play in that education. I checked it out on the internet to see what it was like and downloaded some books, ran into the family room and showed my husband. I said, look at this. I have the whole book. I can get to the page I want. It was so exhilarating to me to be able to access a book again the way I once did with my eyes.
She went back to school, got her bachelor's degree in social work, and now NYU gained her master's in social work. She's just made transitions in life so smoothly.
And you can find Learning Ally on the web at www.learningally, that's LearningAlly.org. Membership to Learning Ally is $119. And with over 80,000 books available, all read with a human voice, you're sure to find something on that Learning Ally website, learningally.org. Check them out.
Learning Ally has played really an incredible part in Greg's life since very, very early on. Played an incredible part in helping to go through his classes successfully, especially in college.
The audiobooks from Learning Ally back then were on the 4-track cassettes, and he used a big old bulky tape player. I really appreciate the way that technology has advanced, because I'm able to download a book and navigate directly to the page I want, or the section heading or the title, figure out what I need, and then move on.
I think the best of Greg is really yet to come. He's been teaching really just a year and a half.
Here at Russell Elementary School, I am a teacher of students who are blind and visually impaired. I get to work with my students on specific blindness skills.
He was the package that we were looking for. I think more than anything, he is an example for our students. It's being able to use your assistive technology, and the students observe him doing that.
My passion for them is to really have the positive experiences that I was given as a kid. To be able to be told, you know, you can be successful. The underemployment of people who are blind is definitely something that's close to my heart. And as an educator, it's something that I hope to change by being able to influence the lives of blind students when they're young and to get them thinking about what they want to do as a career and what they'll have to do to get there.
I think a lot of students, A, don't know what resources are out there. They assume that, well, I'm in college, the college is supposed to have this knowledge and they're supposed to be prepared. And you know what? You see varying degrees of, some schools are right on top of it. They really have it going on. They know what's available. They know how to access the resources. Other schools, they just shake their head. They don't know if they've got, you know, Title II or Title III support. They don't know. They really don't know what the requirements are. So you do yourself a better service by having more knowledge up front, because like Jeff said, you know, it's timely. And even though you want to stand up for your rights, the clock is ticking. And oh my God, I have a test next week.
Yeah.
I have time to jack around with this. So it's almost easier to throw the book on the scanner.
Somebody wrote that textbook, and I'm certain that they didn't type it on a typewriter. So,
right. You know, by the time I sort through all these resources, that's why I tell students, get the jump on it early.
So my biggest pieces of advice for anybody who's trying to obtain textbooks is to be persistent. And if somebody tells you that something isn't in an accessible format, then just be persistent with them. And what I had to do last semester when they told me that my textbook wasn't in an accessible format through the publisher, I actually contacted the publisher myself. So I just went onto Google, I found the publisher, and I found some contact information. And the first person that I got in contact with at the publishing company had told me that the book was not in an accessible format. They didn't have a PDF of the book. So I had asked to be transferred to somebody else in a little bit higher up of a position. And they got back with me and transferred me to the person who was in charge of issuing textbooks to disabled students. Apparently, each publishing company has this person. So if you can get in contact with that person, they should be able to tell you whether that textbook is in an accessible format or not. After going a couple of weeks, as I mentioned before, 5 weeks without a textbook, and once I decided to sort of take it into my own hands, and I got a hold of this lady, it took me 1 hour to get my textbook from her. All I had to do was send her an email stating that I had no intentions of selling or, you know, using the textbook in any type of
malicious,
fraudulent manner. So be persistent. If you drop your textbook off and they tell you that it's going to be a day or two, contact them again in a day or two and find out what's going on. Stay on top of it. And if you don't feel like you're getting the answers you need, speak with the director of disability services first and see if they can be any help. If they can't help you and you still feel like you're just spinning your wheels and getting nowhere, go ahead, go above them. And I had to do that a few times. Go the chain of command, but just make sure that you stay respectful. If you work with a state agency and you have a counselor through your state agency, contact them as well. They may be able to contact the disability service office and see what's going on. They may be able to help you as well. Kind of pull out all the stops, but first of all, just try to deal with the person who's supposed to be obtaining your textbooks in a respectful manner. And if you really feel like you're not getting it and you're getting further and further behind, then make sure that you contact the appropriate people. And I never lost my cool with any of these people either. I, you know, remained very calm, but very persistent, and I was able to get what I needed. And the second thing that I would really like to encourage people to do is to go onto Bookshare and request textbooks. I can't tell you how much this has helped me in the past. Now, as I mentioned before, when you go to get books from Bookshare, a lot of times it will take quite a while for them to process your book, but you have to know that they're purchasing the book on your behalf and they're processing the book, and they have a multitude of books that they process daily. So it does take a little bit of time, but if you get a hold of which textbooks you're going to need for the next semester when you actually schedule your courses, you shouldn't have much of a problem. And the other reason why I'd really encourage people to go on and do that with Bookshare is If you're having trouble obtaining this textbook, then chances are anybody in the future is also going to have trouble obtaining that same textbook. So if you go ahead and you do the request, it's on Bookshare, then anybody who comes behind you and needs that same book, it's going to be there. And, you know, you're going to do us all a big favor. And, you know, eventually maybe that favor will be returned to you. So those are my biggest pieces of advice to obtaining textbooks, because a lot of times it should be a simple, clean process, but a lot of times it's not. And knowing how to really navigate through some of these obstacles and getting what you need, getting a hold of the right person, is really what's important.
Both of you have provided such great information, you know, just through your experiences, what you've collected over the years and how you've handled this, overcome the obstacles and brick walls of getting the textbooks. And even if you don't get the textbooks, how you're going to access the printed word. So thank you both for coming on. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Rocky.
Thanks. You're welcome, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet. This has been a Blind Abilities presentation, and if you want to find more podcasts with a blindness perspective, go to www.blindabilities.com. Leave us a comment or contact us at support@blindabilities.com. You can also follow us on Twitter @blindabilities and on the Audio Boom platform as the Blind Abilities Channel. Thanks for listening, and until next time, bye-bye.
When we share
what we see
through each other's eyes, we can then begin to bridge the gap between the limited expectations and the realities of blind abilities.
For more podcasts with a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com, on Twitter @blindabilities, download our app from the App Store, Blind Abilities, that's two words, or send us an email at info@blindabilities.com. Thanks for listening.